As people entered the Waniwoc Junior High School, old and young vets stood shoulder to shoulder outside in the parking lot. Among them was American Legion Commander Mark Lesko.
Total tragedy, being killed on American soil, and the fact that he is from Waniwoc.
In the back of the gym, pictures of Seeger, many with his family and friends, others with his fellow soldiers, were posted on styrofoam boards. Seeger, a 51-year-old psychiatric nurse, was on his way to Afghanistan. He was part of a combat stress unit whose mission was to help other soldiers cope with PTSD. During the service, Seeger's family sat in the front of the gym, facing the coffin draped in an American flag. Captain Seeger's commander, Robert LaFontaine, gave the eulogy. Afterwards, LaFontaine summed up what he said.
He reminded me of John Rambo. And those that know him, he's just this huge, gentle guy, you know, not ripped like him. So there was some chuckle at first, and I said, well, he was like John Rambo in a sense of his commitment to duty, honor, country, and family. John Rambo sacrificed his life in Vietnam, and Captain Seeger sacrificed his life for those beliefs, although not in Afghanistan, here at home.
Captain Seeger's coffin was then carried to the Waniwoc Cemetery just yards from the gym, where a trumpeter played taps. Under a big purple sky, Seeger's family and friends consoled each other in the parking lot before heading home. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Kurt Carapeza in Waniwoc.